Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Al Michaels got in the way and ruined our plan for the 5 o'clock hour.
So Josh Norman was the original plan for the 5 o'clock hour, and he can be the plan right now because Josh Norman talked to the media today. Or was this yesterday? It was maybe yesterday. Today's the day we've got to whack it up. And I couldn't believe how interesting Josh Norman officially is and is presenting himself to be. First of all, when talking about getting ready for Aaron Rodgers, he brought up Lord of the Rings.
He's best of the best, top of his game, whether he played this offseason or not. Like, when that guy plays, he's always a special talent in our league. I called him Gandalf the White. He always have been there for me. When I play that guy, I always play 100%. It's kind of a cat and mouse game with the DB and the quarterback in the sense of, you know, where he want to go with football and knowing that you're up every time he has a ball in his hands and drop back. So being key on my assignment, alignment, and perfect execution is the only way that's going to, you know, beat that guy back there. He's been doing it for a long time. And like I said, he's one of the best at the game doing it. Just got to, you know, have more plays than he.
First of all, I had no idea that Josh Norman talked in such a delightful tone and cadence. He sounds like he could be an R&B DJ. He sounds fantastic. Calling Aaron Rodgers Gandalf the White is fantastic. And he is right. There's a guy who probably doesn't need much of an off-season workout program to come in here and torch you if he's feeling it on any given night.
No doubt. And just quickly, I mean, to say Gandalf the White as opposed to just Gandalf, I feel like Josh Norman's not just a movie guy. Like, he read the books. He's a Tolkien reader is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, when he was in Carolina, he was sort of their version of Richard Sherman. You didn't miss those pressers.
He was more bombastic, though. And there's something about the calmer, less... I mean, this was a relatively... Listen, Josh Norman still likes him some Josh Norman. But this was a relatively humble press conference, I guess. It was not all trash talk. It was a thoughtful guy.
Right. Well, so before we get into what he thinks of playing around Fred Warner, who he's very, very impressed with as a new teammate, before he gets into a little breakdown on what Davante Adams might have for him in the shimmy and shake, here is just Josh Norman about the doubters. And if this doesn't prove to you that this guy 100% needs to join this show for an interview as soon as possible, I don't know what will. How about this for an answer? What do you think of the doubters and what role they play, Josh, in your motivation?
Where would we be if we didn't have doubters? You know, there wasn't haters. Would Adam would have ate the apple? Would we have sin in the world today? You know, you got to go back to the beginning of it all, but man, that's just life. You pick and choose how you choose to deal with that. You can listen to it or you can continue to do what you've always done. And rise above it. And for me, I'm going to get that. I'm always going to get that. No matter what, until the day I leave this earth, I'm just going to it just happens. Either you're with it or you're not.
The haters, again, you can't have religion without sin. You can't have Adam without the devil. I mean, like, this guy is something else. I love that answer. I absolutely love that answer. Here he is on Davante Adams, who you would think he's going to spend a little time covering on Sunday night.
He grows every year, too. You think you figure it out, and then he just, you know, evolve his game into something else, which is pretty cool to go out on the field and face a guy like that because he's always going to show you something different. It's just kind of cool because I like going against guys that, you know, elevate their game instead of staying the same because you kind of get a beat on them. it's fun to watch him, and I sure hell know it's going to be fun to play him. So I'm looking forward to it. And yeah, man, him and A-Rod got a special connection. Every time I played him, those guys lock in on each other. And you can see that from my point of view, just looking in on them both. They know what they want to do, and it's going to be quite a challenge, but it's going to be a fun one, though.
That reminds me of, I think it was Baldinger who was talking about the way Adams was describing the work he did at the release to the Jets receivers. Yeah, that was a Baldy story.
Yeah.
Like, to be Devontae, when you're Julio Jones, it's not to say Julio Jones doesn't work on his craft, because clearly he does, but you have certain built-in advantages. You're a giant.
Right.
You know, like you can body almost every defensive back in the league off of a ball. To be one of the best receivers in the league, Devontae Adams has to be an absolute technician. And I think that's kind of what Josh Norman's talking about, right? Like, this isn't just a guy who goes out there and runs past you. This is a guy who studies his craft and expands it on a year-to-year basis.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that was his rep in Carolina as well, is that he was I hate to keep using the reference, but he was sort of the next generation Richard Sherman while Richard Sherman was still Richard Sherman, is that he was advancing sort of the cerebral nature of what has always been a very physical craft. And so I'm not surprised, A, that he's incredibly articulate about talking about it, but that he views it the way he does. That it's not just about, you know, speed, size, and strength. It's about technique. Because he is, you know, or at least at his height, he was a craftsman, not just a guy.
Norman now gets to play with Fred Warner. When asked about what he sees in the young linebacker, he said,
his voice echoes through the front and the back end, and what he's calling, he automatically knows what's going on. He shows up with a vengeance. He getting to the point where he's starting to read where people are going to be. And Fred has that here with the Bulls that we have up front now, or he really ain't going to be able to touch. He's just going to be in those gaps because he's sound. He's a sound, solid football player, and he has speed in that kills when you go inside to side. Just his mindset of the game, he's elevating. He's still on that path to getting to that point. We haven't seen the best of Fred Warner yet, I'm telling you. He's just, sky's the limit for the guy. It really is.
Again, if we haven't seen the best of Fred Warner yet, may God have mercy on the football players that do, because he is a heat-seeking missile. From the minute he joined the league, from his very first game, he looked like he was an 8-year NFL vet. And he continues to just get better and better and better every single time he takes the field. Now, what you don't normally expect is older cornerbacks looking good when they're out there. Again, Josh Norman is a guy they signed off the street. No other NFL team was that interested. He talked about how older corners get scrutinized.
The age thing for a cornerback, they always get scrutinized that you're old age, like you're 33 or 34, still, people think they can get one over on you. No, you just become more savvy in the game. That's all it does, is just build your knowledge of the game. Who would want expert to be on the field guarding another expert? I mean, I don't know. Just think about it. But at the end of the day, like, you know, we see more ball than guys on the team. So it's just, you know, we know what it looks like. And when you do that, you go out there and you give us, you know, a fighting chance. And I just hope. And not hope, but I know that we have a team that, you know, just hungry to compete. And when you got that, don't matter if you 21 or just coming into the league or you 35, still at the end of it, you're going to be where you want to be at the end of the day because you got guys who's hungry.
You know, I don't know if Josh Norman would work out for a team that didn't have much of a defensive pass rush, but you can have a guy who might have lost a little foot speed and back pedal and hip swivel and all the techniques that we put on young corners and what they do so well, and have a little experience back there, because there's a huge difference in this league defending for 3 or 4 seconds than 5 or 6 seconds.
Oh yeah, and I mean Julio Jones would be a difficult matchup for him just because that is the one thing that 33-year-old cornerbacks tend to have trouble with, which is size, speed, and strength. But he can outthink those guys, and that's why he's still pursued, and that's why if he has to start a game or two or five, I don't know that the 49ers will miss a lot.
I feel better than him already than I do with Dante Johnson snaps.
Well,
low bar to clear.
Grotto out there than Dante Johnson at this point. But
wait. Whoa.
Talk about hip swivel.
Saying, I've seen you move around the stage. When it's 5.54, raise as fast as anybody I've ever seen.
Yeah, but that's straight line speed.
It is.
That's true.
It is.
You should really see more of a sprinter.
Pumping his arms, getting down the hallway.
No, but listen, that concept that he just explained there, right? Sure, I'm older. Sure, I'm not as fast, but I know more. Clearly, that's the 49ers' view of the cornerback position because Richard Sherman, I mean, Josh Norman's not a huge investment, but one of the first big investments they made was in Richard Sherman coming off an Achilles injury.
Right.
They knew he wasn't going to be, even if he had the best possible recovery from that at age like 32, he wasn't going to be the same Richard Sherman physically. They believed that what he knew would overcome what he could do physically. And I think that speaks to how they see the cornerback position, which is really as guys meant to hold the line while we go hit the quarterback.
One more from Josh Norman when he was asked, what's it like to be old man River on the defense?
I really don't even feel like I'm 33, and I sure the heck don't act like it. I'm thinking I'm one of the guys there until, you know, have Emery in there who just turned 20. So I had to look at it like, bro, I'm really 13 years old, and that's sick. If I'd be 14, but who's really counting? But no, again, I really don't look at it that way. I look at it as I'm here to learn. I'm here to grow. You guys been here. I just freshly got here 2 weeks ago, so I'm really trying to, you know, fit in the sense of you show me the way instead of I showing you the way. And I can show you on certain things that I've been, you know, part of and in different places and seen so much ball. But at the same time, you know, every place is different.
There you go. Feels young until you introduce him to a 20-year-old, and then maybe it doesn't feel so young. But look, there's nothing, including the game film and limited stuff that we've seen from Josh Norman, that I don't like right away. And we need to get this guy on the air sometime soon, Lucas. Put him higher on the priority list than we thought he would actually be. I mean, that was fantastic. And we had a great conversation with Deebo Samuel earlier this week, and we're going to go through that entire 49ers locker room before it's all said and done and talk to the voices that you're going to want to hear from. But that was really, really good stuff all the way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.